Good day, everyone. This is Mike Susilo with the highlights in the grains on this Wednesday at the Merc. After yesterday's wheat-led sell-off, the major feature to the grain prices has been their feeble attempt to hold overnight lows on the daily charts, with some short-term oscillators showing extreme oversold conditions, and as a result, some light short covering has been seen at times during the session. However, after weekly ethanol data was released this morning showing a build in inventories on declining production, corn seemed to dismantle most of any buying enthusiasm heading into lunchtime. Inventories of 20 million barrels of ethanol are now at their highest since the end of June. Now, with the outside markets like oil and metals supportive, and with newswires noting improved crush margins and better bean basis by some crushing facilities in the eastern and western corn belt, the meal market has been able to make some new daily highs and try to lead the markets higher here, but only the bean spread seem to want to follow as we hit the airwaves. In fact, instead of going higher, wheat has made new daily lows here in late day trade with KC futures leading those declines. And this even with midday weather models suggesting that the heart of the hard red wheat belt will be missed by most of the precipitation next week, and adding injury to insult is the fact that substantial wheat tenders have been reported by Jordan, Tunisia, and Japan today. It seems pretty clear to me that the trade is still caught up in the negative effects of the USDA's wheat number from Tuesday, and until that feature can be priced in, it looks as though longs could continue to be chewed up on jagged whipsaw price action. Maybe December futures expiration on Friday will help give the market some closure on this. For more information, go to globalanalytics.biz, and remember, there is substantial risk of loss in trading futures and options. The impact of cycles or current events on prices may be already reflected in futures.